Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A new tool to battle Boko Haram, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says a regional joint task force to fight the militant group Boko Haram will be up and running by the end of this month. Mr. Buhari is in the middle of a four-day visit to Washington. He met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday before meetings with members of Congress. The polls have closed in Burundi's presidential election. Mohamed Youssef takes a look.
Turnout was light in Bujumbura, held down by opposition boycott of the poll and the fact that more than 170,000 Burundians have fled the country to escape the violent protest against the president. The capital was placed more on edge by gunfire overnight that killed at least two people. Because of the opposition boycott, President Nkurunziza is guaranteed to win the election. That prospect has led to fears of diplomatic isolation for the Central African country and further unrest internally. Mohamed Youssef, Bujumbura.
U.S. President Barack Obama demanded Tuesday that Iran release three Americans it is holding and help find a fourth believed to be in the country. Mr. Obama told a Veterans of Foreign Wars convention in Pittsburgh that the U.S. will not relent until Americans unjustly detained in Iran are allowed to come home.
Journalist Jason Rezaian should be released. Pastor Saeed Abedini should be released. Amir Hekmati, a former sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps, should be released. Iran needs to help us find Robert Levinson. These Americans need to be back home with their families.
President Obama. The Pentagon says longtime al-Qaeda operative Muhsin al-Fadli was killed by a U.S. airstrike July 8th. He was traveling in Syria. This is VOA News. Ohio Governor John Kasich Tuesday joined the crowded field of people seeking the 2016 U.S. Republican presidential nomination.
I have lived through them, and I have become stronger for them, and America has become stronger for them. And here's how we've done it: by staying together, not by dividing each other, but by staying together with our eyes on the horizon, with our eyes on the horizon about the future.
The 63-year-old Kasich is the 16th Republican candidate in the race. Pope Francis on Tuesday called on world leaders to take a very strong stand on climate change at a United Nations summit scheduled for later this year in Paris. The Pope spoke at a Vatican conference attended by dozens of mayors and governors from around the world who signed a joint declaration demanding action on human-induced global warming. California Governor Jerry Brown lashed out at global warming deniers.
We have fierce opposition and blind inertia, and that opposition is well-financed. Hundreds of millions of dollars going into propaganda, into falsifying the scientific record, bamboozling people of every country.
The signed declaration states that the Paris summit in December may be the last effective opportunity for world leaders to negotiate meaningful environmental policy. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says security and trade will top the agenda during President Barack Obama's visit to the country this week. Gabe Josselow reports.
Speaking from State House in Nairobi Tuesday, President Kenyatta said security and investment go hand in hand, and both will be discussed during Mr. Obama's visit. President Obama is coming to Kenya to co-host the Global Entrepreneurship Summit along with the Kenyan president and to hold bilateral meetings. Relations between the two countries have been strained in the past due to international criminal court charges against President Kenyatta and his deputy, William Ruto, for their alleged roles in orchestrating the violence that followed the 2007 election. Gabe Josselow, Nairobi.
The chief executive of Toshiba resigned Tuesday in response to revelations the company inflated its profits by $1.2 billion over the course of several years. An independent report blamed the scandal on pressure from company leaders to meet difficult targets and a corporate culture that did not allow for employees to challenge their bosses. CEO Hisayo Tanaka bowed before cameras in Tokyo and took blame for the scheme, which dates back to 2008. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down today. European markets also closed down. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.